Jeannie. Mom, what is that noise? Will somebody turn that thing off? Oh, my head. Oh, I got a feeling this is gonna be a long day.
Kids Left Behind. Episode 3, Shattered.
Judd and Ryan, I thanks. Boy, I guess hearing what other people have gone through or are going through, I guess, well, that helps.
How?
Good question, but we'll figure that out, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
We will. Vicky, are you ready to tell us your story?
I don't know.
Well, you want to just give it a shot, maybe?
I guess. Well, last night, let's just say I was out late. Mm-hmm. When I got home, I wasn't in the best shape. I went to bed figuring I'd pulled it off, you know, getting by my mom without her waking up. Mm-hmm. This morning, I figured out why she didn't catch me. Oh, what is that smell? Jeannie! Nice going. Who did this? That ought to do it for this pot. Who's the idiot who left it on the stove? Shut up! Dad! Mom! What is going on here? Mom would never leave all this stuff out. Hey, Shelly! Shell, what are you doing? Shit's wasted. Shelly, what's the matter? Can't you hear me?
Huh?
You all right, Shell?
Don't you know what's going on?
What do you mean?
People are missing, Vicky. All over the world, people disappeared. Right out of their clothes.
What are you on, Shell? People don't just disappear.
Watch the news. It's all over the TV. Just watch. I think it's the end of the world.
Shelly, what are those fire trucks doing here?
Two trailers burned down last night.
Who?
Maxwell's. And those guys on the other side of the office, Grant, I think.
Uh-oh.
What?
Maxwell's and the Grants were good friends of my parents. They all went to the same church. You gotta understand, at this point, I'm still a little cloudy upstairs. Like, I'm starting to get an idea, but anyway, I run inside. Well, you know what's been on TV all morning. I turned that on, and it completely freaked me out. I found my mom's clothes sitting in her chair. I even found the fillings from her teeth. Her Bible was lying on the floor right next to her slippers. I'm standing there, and my family is totally gone. Mom, Dad, even my sister, Jeannie. I got this older brother in Michigan, so I try to call him. Come on, Eddie, answer the phone! Eddie!
Thanks for thinking of Eddie and Bub.
Eddie, no!
Unfortunately, we weren't thinking of you, so we're not
Eddie,
here.
Are you there? If you're there, pick up the phone!
One of us
Eddie,
will get back
it's Vicky!
To you. Thanks.
Vicky?
Eddie!
No, it's Bub. Bub's oh. Roommate.
Can I talk to Eddie?
Listen, he's gone!
Where is he? When will he be back?
No, Vic, you don't get it. He's gone. He's disappeared.
Ugh, seems to be going around.
Eddie was working second shift last night. I was supposed to meet him and Donnie at the diner at midnight. when they were 20 minutes late, I called the plant. They told me he'd left an hour before.
And what?
I wait in at the diner, and finally Donnie walks in and tells me Eddie was in a car accident up the road.
What? And
he said it was just Eddie's car. Eddie wasn't in it. Just his clothes. Eddie wasn't nowhere near the stinking car.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
You know where he is, don't you?
I think so. Listen, I gotta go. What am I gonna do? Oh man, what am I gonna do? So I'm sitting there really, really wishing I wasn't hungover. Then I remember this girl on the bus going to school. Hey, check it out. Whoa. Either Kelsey's lit class is going for the really old classics, or we got us a preacher. Hey, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Well, it looks like you're reading a Bible.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Tammy, look at this. Girl's reading a Bible. Is that for a class?
No.
Must be trying to make up for doing something really bad.
So what's the big deal? I'm reading a Bible. I read it every day.
Really? Well, my parents are the holy rollers in our neighborhood, and they don't even read the Bible every day. Hey, Latest Cosmo has an article on hairstyles for black women. Want to borrow it?
No, I'm good. I actually kind of enjoy reading the Bible.
Hi. What's in it that's so great?
It's kind of like a letter from a good friend.
Dearest Tamara, I doest, righteous thou, to sayest thus, and so about a million pages. Love God. So anyway, I know I've heard her name once or twice, but I don't remember it. I don't know why I thought Tammy would, but anyway, I grab my yearbook and I call her house.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, is Tammy there?
I haven't seen her this morning. Hang on. Tammy, phone! Tammy? Tammy!
No.
Hang on a second. She's not answering. Let me see if she's up there.
There is no way.
Hello?
Tammy, it's Vic.
What do you want? I was still in bed.
Have you seen what's going on?
What?
People have disappeared.
So?
They're gone, right out of their clothes.
I'm going back to...
Tammy, my whole family's gone.
So what? We can party at your place?
Tammy, do you remember the name of that girl on the bus? The black girl who was reading her Bible?
She was in my econ class. Claire something.
Claire what?
I don't know. Clarice.
Clarice? Washington?
Okay, that's her.
Wow, bad yearbook picture. Whatever, listen, do you know her dad's name?
What am I, the Yellow Pages?
Do you know where she lives?
I don't know. Rolling Meadows.
Do you know the street?
Vic, what is wrong with you? I don't even know what street I live on right now.
You talked to her before.
Listen, just call every Washington in the book. Somebody's gotta know her. I'm going back to bed.
Tammy! Ugh, call all of them? There's gotta be hundreds. So, I got, like, nothing to go on. My head is pounding, and I'm freaking out. But what else am I gonna do? There was literally a whole column of Washingtons, and I'm dialing away. And this one guy says he used to get calls, like, wrong numbers for Clarice. And he doesn't remember the home number for her, but tells me to call up this newspaper magazine place where her mom works. I think it's called Global Weekly.
Weekly, how may I direct your call?
Can I talk to Mrs. Washington?
One moment, please.
Lucinda Washington's office. This is Verna.
I'd like to speak to Mrs. Washington, please.
Mrs. Washington is not in the office right now. Could I take a message?
Could I get her home phone number?
I'm sorry. I can't give that number out. Is this an emergency?
It sort of is. I'm a friend of her daughter, Clarice. I need to talk to her.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Mrs. Washington hasn't been in the office yet today, but I'll give her a call and pass your message along.
Okay.
Can I get your phone number?
Yeah. Same area code as you. 336-5286.
And what was your name?
Vicky Byrne.
Okay. I'll pass that along to her.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Nothing.
Somebody gonna get that? No, really, it's okay. I'll get it. Uncle Andre, you still alive? Faker. Dad's truck is still here. Why isn't he getting it? Washington's.
Hi, Lionel, right?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Verna at her office. Is your mom there?
Yeah, I think so. She's not up yet.
Not up? This is a first. She's usually the first one here.
Well, what time is it? The clocks here don't look right. There must have been a power failure or something.
Oh, that would explain it. It's about 20 after 11.
20 after 11? That's what we got here, too. That's weird. You want me to wake her up?
No. On a big news day like this, though, I figured she'd want to be in the office.
Yeah, I'll let her know you called.
Please. Oh, and I also have a message for your sister.
Which one?
Clarice. Someone called here for her a little while ago.
Someone called there for Clarice?
It's from her friend, Vicky. She wants Clarice to call her. I guess it's some kind of an emergency. So if you could let her know soon.
Got it.
Okay. And have your mom call me.
Right. Where is everyone? It's not like today is a holiday or anything. Mom! Mom! Your office called. Mom? Dad? Mom? You in here? Oh, Mom, where are you at? Reese, are you in here? Lucy, Ronnie! Oh, man, don't even tell me. Yo, Andre, you better get up.
Man, come on. Man, if you don't leave me alone, can't you see I'm trying to sleep?
We are in big trouble, huh? Uncle Andre. I'm not fooling around, man. We are in big trouble. I started running around the house, trying to think of what to do. I figure no harm in calling up Clarice's friend. Although I'm pretty much guessing what this big emergency is.
Hello?
Is this Vicky Byrne?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Lionel. Washington.
Washington, Clarice's brother.
Yeah, I got this message that you called.
She's gone,
and I...
isn't she?
Yeah. So are my parents and little sisters.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking.
What?
God. God took him.
All right, anyway, what are you gonna do now?
I guess I just don't know. What about you?
Well, there's a guy at my parents' church I'm gonna go talk to. He was talking like he knows what's going on.
What church?
It's called New Hope Village Church. It's in Mount Prospect.
The white church.
I think it's brick with a brown...
No. I mean, it's a white people's church. I know where it is. When are you going over there?
I was gonna go right away.
If it's cool with you, maybe I'll go over there too.
You wanna go?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, sure. Yeah, I'll see you at the church.
You think this guy knows something?
Who else are you gonna talk to?
Yeah, well, good point. See you there. Andre, you better get up, man. It ain't getting any better up here. Washington's.
Hi, Buck Williams of Global Weekly. Can I speak with Lucinda?
My mom's not here.
Oh, probably still at the office. I'll try her there.
She's not at the office.
Okay, well, can you tell me where she is?
She's nowhere. I'm the only one left. Everybody else is gone, disappeared.
Are you sure?
Their clothes are here, right where they were sitting. My dad's contact lenses are still on top of his bathrobe.
I'm sorry, son.
That's all right. I know where they are. I can't even say I'm surprised.
You know where they are?
If you know my mama, you know where she is, too.
Yeah. Well, are you all right? Is there someone to look after you?
My uncle's here.
Listen, all that crazy stuff on the radio. Man, tell me it's not true, huh? It's not true, right?
It is true. I tried telling you before. You don't want to go up there, Andre. Man, that ain't helping nothing. Andre, don't go busting up the place. That ain't gonna bring him back.
Hey, where are your daddy's keys to the truck? Huh? The keys?
But why? Your car's right out there.
I didn't ask you all that. My car's a bunch of junk. Where are the keys to the truck?
Why do you want my dad's truck?
Where? Answer me. Where are the keys?
On the hook, next to the fridge, man. Take it easy. Andre, where are you going? Andre!
Well, thanks for sharing your stories with everybody. Today's been a hard day for all of us. You guys are pretty brave to talk about what happened in front of total strangers, you know that?
Okay, so I was wondering.
Wondering what, Ryan?
Well, I was wondering,
You're wondering what I'm still doing here, hmm?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
That time. I figured you'd get to that. I'm sure I'm going to be answering that question a lot over the next few weeks. I guess the truth is, guys, for the past more years than I can remember, I've been living a lie. I told everyone I was a Christian, but it was never real in my life. All the years at Bible college, all the years as a pastor, it was all a joke. It wasn't real. I wasn't real. See, I guess I never believed that Jesus would come and take his true followers, even though the Bible said he would. And that little bit of information came home for me last night when my wife and children just disappeared right out of their beds. Well, I knew what had happened right away. I mean, how could I not? People don't just disappear right out of their clothes. I knew. And for the first time in my life, I guess, I really prayed. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay, all right. So, now, I know this may be hard for you to deal with right now, but, you know, it's not too late.
I thought we missed our chance.
Oh, we missed Christ when he came, but that doesn't mean we're lost forever. The Bible is very clear that thousands, hundreds of thousands, will become believers during this time we're in right now. I guess I can at least say I'm one of the first.
Well, hold on. You're saying that heaven is still an option?
Exactly. I'm not saying that it's going to make your life any easier while you're here. In fact, it'll make your life a lot harder. And it won't make your grief just somehow go away. But the payoff in the end is more than worth it. I believe that now. All right, listen. I blew it. I'll admit it. But I took advantage of a second chance deal, and I'm not going to apologize for telling others how they can do the same. Now, if you want to hear this, I'll be happy to walk you through it.
Hang on a second. Are you saying there's like another bunch of people that are going to heaven?
Yeah. Actually, that's what I'm saying.
Just like the first bunch?
Not really, no. In fact, quite a bit different from what I've learned in the last few hours. You all want to hear this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here, I guess.
Okay. First, God looks at us. And what does he see?
A bunch of really freaked out people who didn't make it?
Yeah, he does. But far more importantly, he sees sinners.
Oh, yeah. Raimi was always jabbing on about this.
So, you've heard about this before?
Well, yeah. Like I said, Raimi... Hey, come on, man. I'm not the only one sitting here.
You're right. You're right, we all had our chances. Anyhow, the Bible says that everybody's a sinner. We're born that way. That's problem one. Problem two, we can't save ourselves. There's no way. The biggest mistake we can make, in fact, is to think that doing good stuff is somehow going to get us into heaven. Salvation is purely a gift from God.
I don't even try to do good stuff to get to heaven because I didn't believe any of this was important.
So what do you think now?
Well, yeah, it's important.
Okay. So we're all sinners, and we can't do anything about that. Problem three. The punishment for sin is death. Plain and simple. You sin, you die.
So what's the point of...
But God let someone who never sinned take our place, take our punishment. See, that's the solution. Jesus, who is God's son, died in our place. And when we tell Jesus that we're sinners and that we can't do anything about that, and then just receive his gift of dying in our place, well, he saves us.
What do you mean he saves us?
He saves us from having to, you know, serve the time, pay the penalty, die.
So you're not going to die?
No, not in a spiritual sense. Oh, this body will die, and soon, as I read it. But my being will go to heaven to be with my family.
In a spiritual sense.
Exactly. Any other questions?
Hey, can we watch that video you were telling us about?
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Okay, I got it all set here. Listen, I want you to be thinking as you watch the tape, because when it's over, I'm going to ask each of you what you want to do with what you've heard. Let me just turn on the TV.
Hello, my name is Vernon Billings. I'm pastor of the New Hope Village Church of Mount Prospect, Illinois. As you watch this tape, I can only imagine the fear and the despair you face, for this is being recorded for viewing only after the disappearance of God's people from the earth. The fact that you are watching this tape indicates that you, my friend, have been left behind.
Look, I'm not fooling around with you anymore, Talia. Now you better tell me where that fool Andre is.
I've been telling you, Leroy. I don't know.
Look, I told him yesterday that I want that money he owes me soon, or he better start digging his own hole to hide in.
He ain't got no money. If he did, I'd know about it, and I don't.
Then he better get some. He's always managed to get it in the past when he needed it.
Well, maybe that's what he's doing. I know he's got a sister lives around here somewhere. Maybe he's getting it from her.
Well, maybe I just ought to take it out of his scrawny hide. Now, how about that?
You said he always managed to come through with cash before. Maybe he'll do it again.
Girl, you got no idea how much he owes me this time. You'll never see that much money in his lifetime. We're just getting short as we stand here talking. Now, you gonna tell me where he is, or do I have to get ugly?
Smack me around won't do any good. I don't know where Andre is.
Maybe smacking you will make me feel a lot better.
Leroy!
Give it!
Leroy!
Look, no. Don't start in with that crying now. No, don't! Stop! Cut it out! Ow! Cut it out! I'm gonna hurt you, but only because I just hurt my hand punching the wall. But I'll come back. And when I do, either you or your pitiful excuse for a boyfriend better have some money for me. You understand?
Yeah.
Good. You tell Andre what I said.
Andre, you fool. What are you into this time?
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.